A little sunshine goes a long, long way. This is Dr. Earl Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with Instant Illumination. A little sunshine goes a long, long way. Here it is, bright and early. The sun is just peeking over the top of the mountains here in Campo, and I'm walking along the meditation path. And I'm thinking, yes, before the sun came up, it was a little cool, and the air was still, so the coolness really wasn't difficult or penetrating at all. But when the sun came up, my goodness, everything turned into a golden, wonderful expression. It was warm, and yet the temperature was exactly the same as it was before the sun came up. The sun has only been up for an instant or two now, and hardly time to warm all the atmosphere, but of course it warms it pretty quickly. But yet it just feels warm. When the sun is shining, it feels warm. When the sun is shining, it feels everything is right with the world. It feels that no matter what circumstances we have to face, no matter what difficulties we have to look into, it is all in perfect order. All is in divine order. A little sunshine goes a long way. Sunshine is often equated as a smile, and I can understand why. We make happy faces with smiles on them, and we make them yellow, and we make them very simple, just with a couple lines. And it brings a joy to our hearts. It brings a feeling of goodness, a feeling of warmth, a feeling of love to our hearts. It's a very wonderful thing. Now, how does that work? How does that work that sunshine brings warmth with it, that sunshine brings happiness with it, that a smile brings happiness with it? How can that function like that? Well, you see, it's not the sunshine, because the sun shines all over the world. In some places it's happy, in some places it's not happy. And the sun shines everywhere, just like happy faces are everywhere. But not everyone is happy. It all depends on one little word. And what's our attitude about it? What is our attitude about the sun shining? Do we look at the sunshine and say, how beautiful it is? Or do you look at the sunshine and say, oh, it's going to be a hot day? Do we look at something and smile, we say, I wonder what he's looking at, or what kind of an idiot he is, smiling over seemingly nothing. Well, the attitude of the sun is, I like me, I am me, and I'm doing my thing, and I'm enjoying me. The attitude of a person with a smile on their face is, hey, if you accept my smile, that's fine. If you don't accept my smile, that's fine. My smile is for me. I smile for me. And truly, the sun shines for itself, too. It's just part of a cosmic program that is all established and all set up so that it does its job. Now, when the sunshine was invented, yes, sunshine was invented, you can be sure of that. Everything is invented. Everything has a cause and an effect. So, when the sunshine was invented, it was probably never even thought of as being a happy thing, as being something that would warm earth, and that would warm itself, and that it would be hot, and it would be this, that, and the other thing. It probably was never even thought of that way. It just is. And what makes it to whatever it is? Well, it's our attitude. What kind of an attitude do we have about the sun? What kind of an attitude do we have about the stars? What kind of an attitude do we have about life in any way at all? Our attitude makes everything that we experience truly something remarkable or something ordinary. Yeah, we can have an ordinary attitude. And with an ordinary attitude, we just don't realize all of the fabulous stuff out of life. Now, you just tell a little child, you say, we're going to go to Disneyland. They jump up and down for joy, and they say, wow, wow, wow. They can see themselves at Disneyland already. They're riding on those rides already. They're having fun already. They're just doing the wonderful thing already. My goodness, yes. And they don't think, hey, it's going to be tomorrow. We're not going there until tomorrow. We're already so happy for today. Well, it's all attitude. And you see, if we could live in an attitude of, so to speak, going to Disneyland, if we could live in an attitude that we're already there, how wonderful our life is as we live in such an attitude. As we live in such an attitude that says all is in divine order. As we live in such an attitude that says the world is wonderful. Rex just came running in from the bushes here, and he looked up at me and smiled and says, that's right, Dad. It's all attitude, and my attitude is I'm a happy dog. I'm a happy dog because I find happiness in everything I do. I read the newspaper, smelling the bushes, seeing who has walked by this way. I look up at the sun and I say, good morning, sun, I love you. And he does. His beautiful golden hair shines out so gloriously as he walks along. And what an attitude he has. He comes up to me and he says, Dad, I know you got some treats in your pocket. How about sharing them now? And I said, no, we share them when we go to the house. You've already had several. Now you just cool it. And I hold the flat of my hand toward him and say, no, later. And so he looks and he says, okay. He doesn't say, please. He says, okay, because he knows that they're his. He knows that I bring things along just for him. I don't eat them myself. I bring them for him. And he has the right attitude about it. And because he has the right attitude about it, he just goes dashing off and having fun waiting until we arrive at the house. And then he can share it with a little love and our mini pincher and himself. And he thinks that's just so great. But you see, this is attitude. Another attitude about Rex. We come into the house after having had a lovely walk 3 miles around the property here. And when we come in the house, all the monks are standing there waiting to have our morning om. And we say, om, 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 om. I like me. Peace. And after we do that, then we hug and kiss each other. And then we prepare ourselves for breakfast. Well, before we do that, we walk into the house. And this old attitude boy, Mr. X, he sees everybody and he says, wow, my beloved, people I love, people I think are wonderful, people who are super, super, super. And he dances in a circle and he jumps up and down and he spins around and he leaps onto the couch and the living room and onto the big chairs and back around in a circle. And he comes around us and then he looks at little love and he puts a paw out for little love and he bends down and he says, hey, little love. Come on, let's play. And Love says, hey, you're pretty big. I love you, but back away, boy. And so Love backs away. And Rex goes and makes 3 or 4 more circles. And then he comes and he stands with us as though he wants to be saying the om with us. And we say, okay, Rex, you stand up here, say the om with us. And so he stands up for 30 minutes, and then he's off somewhere else. Or he'll come and lay right in the middle of our circle. And he'll lay there so that we have to lean across him or walk around him to hug each other and kiss each other and say good morning and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Now, that's all attitude. And what a wonderful attitude that is. It's such a beautiful attitude that makes our day just so glorious in every wonderful possible way. Now, I'm just coming from the meditation bench that Gregory had made there, and it's the I Like Me bench. And as I look off across the valley, there I see Ellen and her little pup. She too is taking her morning walk, getting ready to go for breakfast. And Rex has seen her already, and he's down there off the mountainside, zippity-doo-dah, in seconds flat. And he thinks that is just the greatest thing in the world. And because of his attitude, he has such a joy to have around. Because of this attitude, it makes my life just so filled with happiness. I don't really need it, because my life's always filled with happiness. But this is another example of that happiness. It's another example of how that happiness works. It's all a matter of our attitude. What's the attitude of the sun shining in the morning? What's the attitude of the moon shining at night? What's the attitude of the people all around us? What's the attitude of life? What's the attitude of anything? It all depends on what we want. We can be sad or we can be glad. And as far as I'm concerned, I choose to be glad all the time, under all circumstances, doing everything in a beautiful, positive, dynamic, happy, joyful way. Because that's the way I live. That's the way I am. And that's what goes on in my world. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.